Welcome to this week's edition of Pit Stop. You're joined by Jaco van der Merwe and Charles Bosch. Very exciting news today to come out of the United States of America was the official global reveal of the new, I'm going to call this name or use this name now. Charles will explain in all its intricacies just down the road here. But the Toyota Land Cruiser Prado, as we know it, was unveiled this morning after various teaser images, lots of rumors, lots of things going on. So let's go straight to Charles. Charles, am I correct in saying it's been 14 long years since the world last time saw a new Prado?
It is. Current Prado has been on sale since 2009. And after 4 years, almost 4 years of speculative reports and teaser campaigns and so on, the new Prado was launched, as you said, in the early hours of this morning in the United States. But it is a completely different vehicle from the Prado that we know that debuted in 2009.
Yeah, you can obviously just see the pictures that's going along with this podcast on our website. If you don't know the address there, obviously www.citizen.co.za. Speaking about names, shall just explain this Prado business. As I said, it's not going to be known as Prado all over the world, is it?
No. So in Japan, just for a bit of background, the Prado as we know it, the old one, was called the J150 internal code. This one is called the 250. In Japan, it's going to be called the Land Cruiser 250 without the Prado name. In the United States, the Land Cruiser 300, we know it is not sold there because they want to avoid it clashing with the Lexus LX, which is its stablemate and is obviously more plush. So in America, the Prado will be called the Toyota Land Cruiser, simply the Land Cruiser without the Prado suffix. But because of the Prado name and its lineage in South Africa, we expect it to be called the Land Cruiser Prado, which is the name it will go under in Australia as well, where the Prado is that country's best-selling Bucky-based SUV and has been for years. So, Land Cruiser Prado, it will most definitely remain in South Africa.
Before I ask you about what details have emerged this morning on like the powertrain front and the specifications, all of this, let's just look at the current lineup of the Prado in South Africa. It's available along various trim levels, but mainly with two engine options. It's the V6 4-liter petrol and it's the 2.8 GD6 turbo diesel that's also available on the Hilux and the Fortuner. So what will this new Prado be powered by, Charles?
So the Prado, the rumors at the one point said that we will get a bigger displacement or a smaller displacement, I should say, V6 petrol engine, and even the 3.3-liter turbo diesel V6 from the Land Cruiser 300. That is no longer happening. It's an all four-cylinder affair. So what you have is the 2.7-liter normally aspirated petrol that we never got in South Africa, but has been available in the Middle East and other countries for years. And you also get that in the Hilux. So that's going to be 2.7 petrol. Then replacing the 4-liter V6, there's two variations of the new 2.4-liter turbo petrol. There's a conventional one, just a normal petrol. And then there's one combined with a 1.87 kilowatt hour lithium ion battery and a 36 kilowatt electric motor, so it becomes a hybrid. And the power figures in that one is astonishing. I have to say that at this point, we don't know if it's coming to South Africa because this engine is for now allocated only to the US. But with this, in this form, the engine produces, let me get my facts here straight, 243 kilowatts and 630 newton meters of torque, which is a huge improvement over the old 4-liter V6. And then the final one, the 2.8-liter GD6, continues with and without mild hybrid assistance. It gets a 48-volt mild hybrid system, which is coming to the Prado and up to the Fortuner and the Hilux. But power has remained the same, 150 kilowatts and 500 newton meters, regardless with the system on or not. But we also have a new transmission option. Brand new 8-speed automatic is the standard on the 2.4 and the 2.8, whereas the 2.7 continues with a 6-speed auto.
Okay, just to be very clear, although South Africa Toyota South Africa Motors, which is the official name of over here, of course, although they have confirmed that the Prado is coming to South Africa, the new Toyota Land Cruiser Prado, should I say, coming to South Africa next year. We don't know any details yet. So what Charles has said there would probably be each set of engines to a specific market. That is why the 2.8s will probably make a hell of a lot of sense, hybrid or non-hybrid. But we will only confirm that maybe late in the year, or if not, then next year. Charles, just looking, if I'm looking at the Prado on its new looks, that obviously pays homage to those older 60 Land Cruiser, should I say, generations. Just on the looks of it, it looks like this is a Land Rover Defender rival. But just take us through it currently and when the new one arrives. Who are the Prado's direct rivals in South Africa?
When you look at it, it's true what you said. It looks a lot more boxier than the current one. It's got a squared off nose. It looks a retro styled one
and a very rugged grille.
Absolutely. I just have to mention there's two versions that were going to be available. So there's the normal one, and then there's one what Toyota calls the first edition, which is going to be limited to 3,000 examples globally and only. And that one looks very much like the current Land Cruiser 70s or the past generation Land Cruiser 70 series. So we were debating off before we started which it rivals. It does have a lot more Land Rover Defender feel to it. Traditionally, its rivals have been the Discovery, the Ford Everest, the new Ford Everest, and the Jeep Grand Cherokee, which all have low-range, bucky-based with seven seats. So that's been its traditional rivals. But looking at this, especially the one that you mentioned, the retro-styled one, you could now consider it to some extent, not fully, to some extent, as a Land Rover Defender rival in terms of the materials and so on.
Yeah, very interesting. Also, we were saying that the current Prado is all of, 14 years old. And yet, if you look at their monthly sales figures in South Africa, it's just absolutely astounding how well that car still performs. And, of course, when it's going to be looking better and performing better from next year, we can only expect those numbers to climb even further. I mean, like we see with most of the Toyota products. But the wait is on now for it when it will finally arrive in South Africa, and we await its local arrival with bated breath.
Confirmed for first half of next year.
Okay, that's anything from the 1st of Jan till the 30th
true,
of June.
True.
But yeah, the moment it touches down here, we hope we can bring you all the updates, and the moment it's confirmed and maybe the specifications, the pricing, all of that. So yeah, what I'm saying is just keep on listening to the Pitstop podcast to get all your updates. Thank you for tuning in this week, listening to both myself, Jaco van der Merwe, and Charles Bosch. We'll check in again next week. Goodbye.